talk for hours. Play another tune, drive you in my car. Does your mother like me so far? Sun that breathes the grass, I will never pass. 'Cause honey, I can't focus in class.
Brand new Girl Dad stuff out there on CFRC. And I'm really pleased to say we've got the band on the line joining us. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for joining us early in the morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us. Actually, it's just me. This is Thomas. Everybody else is probably asleep or at work. but yeah, it's just me. But yeah, thanks for having me on.
That is the kind of student man life, isn't it? You're either at work, or you're in classes, or you're asleep, or you're on the road. So what's going on with you guys?
Well, we just finally finished the recording and mixing process with our latest album. So we submitted it to the stores last week, and it's coming out July 22nd.
Okay, we've got the debut album.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, somewhere between an EP and an album. So we call it a record. We call it an album, you know.
Okay.
It's like seven songs.
We've been waiting for this, Thomas. So it's good to get you on the line. We've been wanting this record for a while because I feel in the live shows, we've just seen so much progression from you guys. And it's just good to see this album. Now, that song we just heard, Don't Go, that sounded a little personal. Is there an actual person that song's about?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there is.
You don't have to name names, but could they have been a campus Queens University person or a hometown person?
No, that was a high school friend.
Oh, right, because you referenced prom. Of course, you referenced prom in the song. Well, yeah.
Bit of a nostalgic song there, yeah.
But getting personal is what we want often as consumers of music, but how do you know how much to give us when it is that personal?
Honestly, I just try to write what I'm feeling, and I don't know. I like, for someone who doesn't know this person, as long as you're not exposing them in any way, or like, you know, as long as you're being respectful, right? I think that's fine. And then I guess it's just up to me whether I want to share that. And like, nobody who I knew at Queens like knew this person, except for like a couple of my friends who went to our high school. And I don't know, there haven't seemed to be any problems, so I think it's okay.
I guess it's nice to keep a separation, because if you write about somebody at Queens, you might bump into them at Kogo or something.
That's true.
Thomas, the last time that we saw you was on stage at Illapalooza, and we never sort of got to retrospect on that at all. But what was it like sort of after you got off the stage and after that had wrapped up? Because that felt like a sort of season finale of that school year of live music in Kingston. How did Girl Dad like regroup after that big moment?
That was definitely our last big gig from the school year. So, and we had started recording this album. So I think we are honestly a little bit relieved, because then we could finally like focus on that again. It was a bit stressful, like, you know, lots of organization, lots of promotion and practice for all those shows. So it felt like a bit like we were touring Kingston. And then finally we were like back in the studio. But we're super grateful to have had the opportunity to play two or three shows at like any of the Hub Troop bars, which was really nice and made possible by their really nice owner, like Paulo, and really nice guy. So anyway, yeah, we were just super stoked. We were proud, I guess, because, you know, the 2 years before COVID happened and, like, bands started really, like, popping up in Queens, like, I didn't hear of anybody playing there, but I thought, like, might as well ask. So, and then it happened. And then, yeah, we get to, like, share it with Kings of Queens and Blood Force Llama, and, like, man, killed it. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah, we really loved that gig. We thought that there were, like, really standout moments for you guys, like some of the covers that you picked and your energy at that show. And it was a great way to just wrap up that kind of last couple of years in which the Kingston kind of Queen's University scene has just been bubbling and bursting through. And, you know, you're sort of on the other side of it now. And we're really glad to see that you're still carrying on, because I know that we talked a little about it and it was like a will they, won't they about whether the album's going to come out. But you guys are actually going to be doing it. So, like, tell us a bit about the album, because we got the EP in the winter. It was really a winter EP. You told us about how you had fantastically self-recorded it and all that stuff in your bedrooms. What's going on this time?
You know, it's kind of the same situation. the only difference right for this one was that we recorded the drums in the QMC room at in the Arc.
That's going into the liner notes.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of like sketchily hooked up the mixers to the interface and all that for the drums. But yeah, the drums require the most effort to record, for sure. Mm-hmm. But we got that out of the way, actually, in January. And then the rest of the semester was, like, very slowly getting to the other parts. And yeah, the other big difference was that we had two other minds on this one. We had Paul and Brendan doing their own parts, which was really nice. I think it was cool to have. It actually, like, adds a different sound for sure, and definitely, like, having their opinions on writing is really nice.
This was a full band effort, because I do remember the last time you told us it had been all of you guys kind of scattered all over Canada during the summer and, like, working on your parts individually and, like, sending stuff on email and all that. So this time the whole band was together.
Yeah. It was a lot more expedited, the writing process, because we could finally, you know, all four of us be in a room and say, maybe that's not as good as this part, or maybe we should tone it down here or whatever.
Girl Dad record.
Pardon me?
Truly a Girl Dad record.
Truly a Girl Dad record, that's for sure, yeah. Okay, then for the mixing and mastering, that was all Tommy. Tommy, like, he probably hates me right now because I've been sending him so many notes of, like, oh, this needs to be louder, this needs to be quieter, all that stuff. But he's been, like, a really good sport about it, and he's done an awesome job, so I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Okay, so that's going to be, when is that coming out again?
July 22nd.
July 22nd, so really, really shortly. Also, you know, you guys have been busy this summer. Like, you've been rubbing shoulders with the Beaches. You've got a couple of shows coming up as well. Tell us what's going on with all that.
Yeah, so we have a show booked in Toronto at the Ivy, which is a new, like, kind of pop-up venue at Adelaide and Spadina. Playing with a couple other really cool bands there. And that is on July 27th, a Saturday, which is like 5 days after we released the record, which is a big part of why we released it at that time, because we want it to be out for a little bit for people to listen before the show. But tickets are super cheap. They're like $11 right now. The link is in our bio if anybody listening wants to go check it out. And you have to buy for Girl Dad, but you can still get access to the full show.
Amazing. So is there going to be a launch show, an album launch show for Girl Dad? Is there going to be a tour after that? Will we see you guys in Kingston anytime soon?
Oh man, nothing planned, but hey, never say never. Mm-hmm. I think the release show will be that show on the 27th, which is like 5 days later. We'll definitely make a big deal out of it there.
And we will always hear from you guys if and when you're coming to Kingston.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll be the first to know.
Okay, well, you keep us in the loop. What's the last or one thing you want people to know about the album going into it? What should people know about this?
Well, we had fun recording it, and if you have fun listening to it, then that's awesome. We're here to welcome you with open arms.
That's what we love to hear. Well, let's go out with For Fun, just because you just said you're going to have a lot of fun listening to this as well. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us. Girl Dad on the show.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.
There's something in your hair. Cool.
with Alesis, which is, that was my lightning pick for my favorite album so far of 2024. And Cindy and Rue have their picks as well, which we're going to get into after 9:30, because we do have Rock and the Rock calling in to talk us through that show that's coming up this weekend, a very unique and interesting show. But that McGee album, Two Star and the Dream Police, the song you just heard was Alesis. I think just sonically and like technically it really stands out. And I think it's an album that we'll look back on like in a little while, because it's really just so interesting. His Toronto show sold out in like a second, but I would love to see him live just to see how that all plays out. Eric Clapton like gave him a shout recently, said that McGee reminded him of Prince when he was coming up, and then Eric Clapton showed up doing his live shows in like the trench coat that McGee is known for, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But yeah, McGee, Two Star and the Dream, please give it a listen.
Yeah.
brand new stuff from Empress Off. The album is out. We've been seeing the collaborations. But now we've got a guest joining us on the phone. Dave is calling us to tell us all about what's going to be happening at Rockin' the Rock. Hello, Dave. Are you on the line?
Yes. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning, Dave. It's always nice to have people wake up to talk to us on Indie Wake Up Call. Cindy and Hayden and Ruhr with you this morning. And Dave, like, this is a real passion for you. Like, this is your baby. What year are we now for Rockin' the Rock?
We're on 6 years minus the COVID year. Well, we've actually had six shows. So that's six. So it would have been seven. So it is kind of a passion, possibly an obsession, crazy sort of thing. But yeah.
Well, it takes me back to, I think it was three summers ago, when you were the first person that brought live music back to us after COVID. And I remember having you on the show. I was like, is this going to happen? Like the rules and all of it. And you made it happen for that show. And it was so fun. And I just feel that energy keeps coming for you over on Howe Island. Now, what we want to talk about today is for people who've never been to this festival, what can we tell them about the logistics and what they can expect?
Well, first of all, we are on an island, so you're going to take a ferry and it'll be the best 7 minute boat ride you've ever had, because you're possibly going to hear some music as you're traveling. We are about 200 meters from the dock, so as you jump on the ferry across, it's a very short walk, and you'll know exactly where you're going if you follow your ears. We are on a 6-acre sort of wilderness plot that's been extensively manicured and landscaped to accommodate this, with a large section of exposed Canadian shield, which serves as our dance floor. We've got Smoke and Barrel and Sleeman and so many volunteers that help make this happen. So if you can get to the ferry, please buy a ticket advance online, so that there's no disappointments, because we've got a limited capacity. And that's about the long and the short of it.
So you've been putting together these shows on Howe Island. And like you said, this is your sixth time doing it. What have you learned in these last several years of doing these DIY shows? Because I imagine early on it was like, not quite as all-encompassing of an operation as it is on this coming Saturday.
No, it's been a challenge over the years. And every year take notes and incorporate them for the next year. So we're dedicated to becoming better, not bigger. And so we refine things every single year. We learn as we go. And, we take those lessons of small failures, or, you could have done better at this, and incorporate them, make sure that we've got it in tight for this, for the next year.
We can say here on the Indie Wake Up Call too, that this past year and past 2 years really have been rock heavy for a lot of our local bands. Like, we have a lot of good rock bands in town right now. How do you pick the bands? Because I imagine sometimes now they're coming to you, but how do you create this bill? Because I'm sure it's not an easy thing to do.
It's virtually impossible. And it's so difficult because there are so many fantastic bands, and selecting just six or seven out of what exists is it's a daunting task. So ultimately what I do is I create a playlist on my Spotify or with files that have been sent, and I mix what I think will be the best show. And ultimately, I've said before, when the hair stands up on the back of my neck and I'm listening and I said, yeah, that's the one, that's ultimately how we select the progress of the evening and who starts, who finishes, that sort of thing. But we are dedicated to remaining Canadian and as local as possible. And ultimately, it's all about the performer and the showmanship. We want to have a really good show. We want it to be a performance, not just, some music in the background. We want to wow people. So that all goes into it.
I think that really encapsulates my experience being on the island, is that, they don't call it in. They know what's expected of them. Now, who on this lineup do you want us to really highlight? Like maybe just give us one that you feel like we really need to know about.
Well, geez,
I'm not telling you to pick a favorite child here, Dave.
Yeah, I know. They're all great. I mean, I'm partial to Bon Evans. If you've got any of his, put it out on the air. Because I play with Bon. But there's so many greats. So you've got the Garvin Brothers, who just opened for Glorious Sons, starting the show off. Michael George, who's been sort of one of the roots rockers of Kingston. Misty Blue, which is out of Toronto, and they're like a fantastic up-and-coming band. And then Free Label that opened, did the show for the Grad Club. Harmonies is like a fantastic floor. And the time-honored Widemouth Mason, like from the 90s, 2000s, they're a staple of the Canadian music, pop blues scene. So, you know what? Cindy, you pick, because they're all awesome. And I there are so many that I wish that I could have put on the bill, but I've only got one day.
Next year. And I like that you said that, not bigger, better, because a lot of festivals do make that mistake. I've seen it so many times. And I like that you're sticking to it. And it is a good vibe when you get on that ferry. And I already felt like I was just with locals in some cases, but they were welcoming the visitors. It's a very friendly place to go. So yeah, Howe Island, rockintherock.com if you want to get those tickets. And as Dave's been saying, don't come without that secured. You might be disappointed. It is a limited space. And it looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend for this show. So all of it. And Garvin Brothers, I have to say too, we're going to have them in for a live session soon. And all of that excitement coming after the Glorious Sun Show. I'm looking forward to them opening it right up for you. So thank you so much for calling. What do we have coming up that we're going to play then, Rue?
Well, we've taken your word for it, Dave. We're going to play some Bon Evans right here.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you, Cindy.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Now let me tell you just what I wanna do. I know it's too late, but I wanna wake you up too. Oh baby, feel a calling like we have through the day. Oh baby, I've been running now. Don't you wanna come in the middle of the night? Feels so true in the middle of the night, when I'm next to you in the middle of the night. Rolling ecstasy in the middle of the night, when you're next to me. Oh baby, now look at me, I'm just a mess on my best days. Feeling like I've got caught in my ways. Years have gone, I feel a toll, now I'm getting old. Baby, take me home, I wanna take you out tonight. In the middle of the night, feels so true in the middle of the night, when I'm next to you in the middle of the night. Rolling ecstasy in the middle of the night, when you're next to me. Oh baby, now
in the morning too, I think about you all afternoon. My heart gon' race when you enter the room. I've been waiting all day, wanna spend it with you, babe. This I never say. I think I'ma marry this girl someday. Feeling like I'm high on ecstasy when she next to me. My breath, it leaves. Never really felt the feeling before. Knew what love was, but I left it ignored. She put me in a rush to the dancing floor. From the very first touch, saw the magic soar. She want more, I can see it. At first, didn't believe it. On our first night, she be saying it's true. In the middle of the night, when I'm next to you, babe.
Tell me what you wanna do tonight. I'm gonna make sure you have yourself an appetite. I'm ready to go home with you and let you know that it's gonna be our night. As we watch the moon shine in the middle of the night. Feels so true in the middle of the night, when I'm next to you in the middle of the night. Rolling ecstasy in the middle of the night, when you're next to me. Oh baby now, mm-hmm. Oh baby now, yeah.
unspoken. Beneath glass, the world hushed. Is a dream still a dream if you can't wake up? Brain fevered, body limp. In altered states, the truth is glimpsed. Stairwells of the mind, drenched in morphine and iodine. Linoleum smooth to the stocking foot, corridors dark, seeing what I could. Priest in white lab coats evangelize the disease as the antidote. Signs by day, prayers by night, belief now stretched, sausage tight. Boiled in the bag, drip dried, then sewn up with the poison still inside. Though healthy, the weak are despised by the wealthy. Endlessly nudged to scrub their hands, to bang their pots and beat their pans. Then driven, idiotic with fear, while dissenters are herded, then smeared. By quizzlings and shills to self-censor till the silence chills. Mandates from self-appointed elites growing more demonic by decree. Yet the veil is lifting for all to see, this ice-cold grip of insanity. What will remain of these nameless people? What will be named their remaining evil? Beneath the light, that casts no shadow, the path is forked, but the gate still narrow.
comes repetition, trying to swallow its omission. Special operatives deployed. I'm a sucker for a story, but you harvest heaps of glory. There goes patience. Destroy! It's wonderful to be here, I say, glancing in the bathroom mirror. Safely shielded. Wonderbuck is straight across the floor without your gaze. To face you with my spine. If you have any decency, basic humility no less, you'll know the kindest thing to do is greet me with silence. Face you in my spine. If you have any decency, basic humility no less, you'll know the kindest thing to do is greet me with silence. I must be relieved, but first you believe I'm far too vertebrate to face you in my spine. If you have any decency, basic humility no less, you'll know the kindest thing to do is greet me with silence.
Well,
not that kind of silence. No. Dead Letter, though. Rue, you brought us that band, and they are very good.
They are from Yorkshire. They have, like, you know, they're in that sort of post-punk thing. I think they're going to outlast the bubble. Do you know what I mean?
Do we say post-punk too often as much as we say vibes?
I don't know. Post-punk arguable. Is a real sound.
No, but I mean, like, discussing it and what where it's going and all those things. But I feel that's just 2024.
Yeah,
I like the sound of that. Is that like satisfying the Idols fans that were not as satisfied with their recent release?
Is it hard enough? Is it hard enough? I don't know. I mean, that's a good question for Idols fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do Idols fans want, you know?
Oh, that's the question itself. Now, that does take us to the fact that we've got only 11 minutes left, and we said on this show we were going to talk about some of our favorite albums for the first half of this year, and I had a huge list, but...
I've seen some pop up in today's show list, so I've had a sneak preview of your picks.
Well, and again, I was picking, thinking about what you guys were going to pick, and then I kept some out, and I asked you about it afterwards, so I don't know what I'm doing, but my main pick today is going to be Kamasi Washington. We're going to get to that. I do love this record. And this is, for some people, it's Kendrick Lamar's saxophone player, but so much more than that. If you know the Dinner Party albums, and this album's packed with collabs, just a great jazz musician coming forward into this world of new people that maybe not have heard of him before. And
you heard that Kendrick Lamar snippet where he name drops him recently?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep. So he's in the beef. So anyway, there are so many other albums that we can talk about, but that's my pick. But yeah, guys, go. What are we talking about?
I'm going to the one extreme end of the hip hop spectrum right now. And I think I'm going to pick Kneecap for now. Because
I think you should. I think that's on brand. Yeah.
I know. It's pretty much been a revolutionary album for them everywhere. Like, you know, getting the Irish language in there, rapping in Irish, and just like how anti-authoritarian and like revolutionary their lyrics are. I mean, the album's called Fine Art. The reason it's called Fine Art is from this snippet on the news where, like, they were kind of defending this mural of a burning PSNI, like, police van that they sprayed in Belfast. And it was on the news, and all the, like, right-wing magazines were like, this is awful and stuff. And they just defended it, saying it's just a work of fine art. And the newsreader who was reading it read it in such an incredulous voice that they just realized they had to just sample that, turn it into a whole song, and it's this big thing. It's a really good album, though.
Okay.
Just, like, about, like, life in Belfast and everything.
What do you got, Hayden?
Well, I already played mine earlier, but I picked McGee, Two Star in the Dream Police. He's got this out there, wild guitar sound. It takes, like, it's not the same sound, but it takes me into the mindset of, like, a J. Paul or something like that. And he has that sort of, like, mysterious, dark aesthetic.
gentle though, so gentle and, yeah. and accommodating for so many listeners. Like it's really special.
Yeah, anyone can throw this on and find it interesting. Super unique guitar sound, Mickey Two Star in the Dream Police.
So obviously we have more albums we're going to talk about, our favorites of the first half of the year. We'll play some more next week, but I think let's get started with some of these as we say goodbye. And thank you, Black Dog Hospitality, for sponsoring Indie Wake Up Call.
See you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Goodbye.
Eshlam, na car hugum le do khud squinchy, na jan analyse mo khud linchy. My chain loves hood, so I wish you could do a version for him, but PG. Send me it when you can. He's your number one fan. His first word we called their land, so we understand all the tree keg on. He's only started knee skull and V-Shaw. He just thinks you guys are lethal. I know he's a wee bit young, try to keep it from him, down as him my yeehaw. Cool guard tish, show my new ghost rider. 40 odd breath smells like cedar. Try to talk business to me, which is in your teeth. Back at the glitter.
Cap, it's problem shoot. Knuckle and shans, go chocolate live. Stick a wee tune out just for the kids, cause my two ones, they love you the best. Oh, fuck shit, ways up, mess with the general. Who too late to get pissed? Somebody smoke every penny getting off of our test. There's no act, it's just the way it is. Real shit.
You'll find me in a snug of a dimly lit shit, run down pub. Face all smoke in a place I love. Seeing how fucked I can get on government funds. That's another paint done. Already jumps all the Lauren column. And up walk some random standing over me, rapping one of my songs.
Man, for sure, here is problem. The call, not chocolate, Jerry, a shocker and all. And can't try fat in a druggie, I buy this time. I ride any way to your wife. Oh, here, got a minute that I call your crane. A car who tossing the hustle with the blade, oh, and no fuck it, I rate to the tin. Now you're crying on Twitter, and that's a win-win.
On the Nolan Show today, I'm Ural of a burning police car and chance of Get the Brits Out. So this is in Ireland 2022. Rapper Kneecap said a mural was unveiled as just a piece of fine art. Fine art. Fine art.
C-E-I-R-T-I, you say it needs more turkey or lies. The color if you go with last but collapse. Kneecap, fucking Kurgi, call a mark. So you're wondering why we take ages to release music. We're always on stages, all over in different places. Rockin' balaclavas on our faces.
You can love us or hate us, won't affect a bit of our wages. More merch, more drugs, less cops, more folks, more scummets and out on cases. You can love us or hate us, won't affect a bit of our wages. More merch, more drugs, less cops, more folks, more scums, more...
Fine art.
Start going through the images, looking in the mirror. I can see an image, I can see a body. I can feel a difference, a thing called time. Yeah, I track it with the digits, satellite business. Arms in space, communication with the energy. For forgiveness, communication with the energy. Disappearing, communication with the memory. Reappearing, the love and the care and the words I was given. The memory is fading like a dream. But I'm carried by a spirit that I'm back. Looking in it through the eyes of my child. I can see an inner vision through the eyes of my child. I can see you in my vision through the eyes of my child. I can see an inner vision through the eyes of my child. I can see you in my vision.
Thinking maybe there's no ends, maybe just infinity, maybe no beginnings, maybe just bridges. Thinking maybe there's no ends, maybe just infinity, maybe no beginnings, maybe just you.
limit.
I can see a
honey.
I can feel a
difference.
Thin cold time, yeah.
Tracking with the digits.
Satellite was nice.
I was in space.
Communication with the energy. Communication with the energy. Communication with the memory. The love and the care and the
minds I was giving.
But the memory is fading like a dream. Yeah. Don't care about anything I'm back. Through the eyes of a child, I can
see in a vision.
Through the eyes of a child, I can
see in a vision.
Through the eyes of a child, I can
see in a vision.
Through the eyes of a child, I can
see in a vision.
Thinking maybe there's no ends, maybe just infinity, maybe no beginnings, maybe just bridges. Thinking maybe there's no ends, maybe just infinity, maybe no beginnings, maybe just you.
Won't fade my colour. It's a surprise that we managed to survive, but you grow thick skin when you grown up in the gutter. There's only two man up when I'm with my squad. How can I be stopped when I move with God? Want exposure, but at what cost when it fast at the speed of the shutter? Give me bread and I bring it that butter. Easiest to tell that I get it from my mother. I've been working for a decade, let me relax. There was nothing I can tell you that ain't beef facts. They're like Sims is the one that where she's at. I could be that one day if I wanna.
I see them
real.
I see bridges. I see them. Oh, 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 oh.
I see
bridges. I
need a place to go and watch a picture show.